Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 2nd of July, and I'm recording at 9:48 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, stock markets. Well, the Asia-Pacific region was strong across the boards here today, following Wall Street's very good performance last night. On Monday, that is. Now, the leaders here, the Hang Seng Index, Hong Kong Hang Seng Index, up 1.55%. That's taken it up to 23,549. So it's getting close to a test of some lateral resistance, and the buildup in recent years suggests that we will see an upward break in the months, if not weeks, ahead. Now, next best gain was India again here today. The Sensex Index up 1.48%, taking it up to, that's the Australian market up 1.48%. Very good move by Australia. In third place on the day is the Indian Sensex Index, up 1.27%, and that's taken the Mumbai Sensex to a new all-time high of 25,841. Now, just comments here on this. I think there's a wall of money behind India, and really that's been the case ever since Narendra Modi, following his success in the state of Gujarat, threw his hat into the electoral ring, and then, of course, won with an overall majority, which means he really is calling the shots. And I think global investors have decided that India has voted at long last for modernity, and they are going to stay with it. I think there's far more money on the sidelines waiting to come in than has already moved into India. So I think, as I've said before, I think this is a major bull market story, and yes, it'll be volatile on occasion. Now, China, again, a sleeper here, but the Hang Seng Index firmness suggests that we're near the latter stages of the consolidation. People are wary. China's cheap on valuations, People are wary, and one of the reasons for that is that with China, you see their achievements, but the problems are hidden, and that worries investors. India has been the opposite. You know, the problems were very much in everyone's face, and that really sort of disguised some of the considerable achievements. Well, if you start addressing those problems, then my goodness, well, it's a 180 degree turn. Okay, what else happened here today? European stock markets. Well, they had moved up yesterday with Wall Street, but they still got some additional gains in here today, led by the Italian market up just over half a percentage point. So a rather quiet day, but a few more markets up than down in the European area. And the pullback that we saw during the last 3 weeks of June looks more like a consolidation, I would say, rather than topping activity. Okay, moving on. Wall Street steady in here, barely changed, but at least it's holding the gains we saw yesterday. Canada, Mexico a little bit higher. Mexico quite good, actually, nearly 1%. Brazil down a quarter of a percent. Okay, now long-dated government bonds. This was interesting. Indian bond yields came down a little bit. But the U.S. Bond yields, I should say, the bond yields in the U.S. surged. Well, I don't want to exaggerate, an upward dynamic here today. The 10-year, which closed here today at 2.6264, so 2.63 to round that up percent. Now, you might recall that at the end of May, that actually briefly touched 240. So that's a good steady recovery, but well off that cycle, still well off that psychological 3% level. But if the U.S. economy continues to show its, well, two steps forward and one step back economic recovery, and I wouldn't bet against that, then that 3% yield on the 10-year will be tested once again and eventually broken. So I would avoid the bond markets, as you've heard me say before. Okay, what else is going on in here today? Industrial metals edging higher again today. Precious metals mostly steadier here. We've got palladium, which has been very much the leader in relative performance overall. 858, that's up 350. Silver trading after hours here, 21.20 cents. That's up over 8 cents in here today. Platinum had given up a little ground. Remember, it had a big gain yesterday, but it's only down $3 here today at 1512. And gold a fraction higher. 13.26 and 55 cents as I speak. Tiny gain, but steady overall. And what about grains and beans, which have taken a beating recently? And well, soybeans down another 13 cents here today. Corn down 3.75%. Wheat's gone against that, but slightly firmer here overall. But those agricultural commodities, it traded out of the U.S. markets. They're definitely coming down towards the lower side of their ranges for the last few years. That suggests to me that it'll be a future buying opportunity. But I'm just watching, but interested here at the moment. And crude oil, well, now there's some other things here to mention, but crude oil, not I should say almost last, but not least, another move to the downside. Now the Brent crude is down to 111. Remember that tested back in late June. That tested briefly the $116 level. So back down to 111. I mean, it's really got to get back down another $3 here at least to indicate that it's right back in the middle of the range that has existed for so many months overall. But so far so good, and that's helped these stock markets to rally, because we know that oil really is a game changer, and if we get surging oil prices, well, all other bets are off. But hopefully that can be avoided, and if it is avoided, it's because we haven't seen any significant production disruption in Iraq, and that's very important. But it's still politically a very delicate situation, and plenty of conflict still in the region, as you know. And then there's also the Russia-Ukraine concern is additionally. So, we're not in fully safe territory as far as oil is concerned, but I've said for several years, this is still a difficult, tricky period, but the long-term outlook is for lower energy prices in real terms as more nuclear, particularly more solar, and plenty of expensive wind power, all competing here and helping to ensure that energy prices don't continue to move higher. I don't think, certainly don't think they'll move a whole lot lower, but they can move a little bit lower in real terms, and that would be good news. And in currencies, did I cover this? I don't think so. Well, the in big rally in India that helped, that firmed the Indian rupee. That's good news. Also on the inflation front, dollars a wee bit firmer here today. Generally, European currencies, well, the euro a little softer here, 1.3659 against the greenback. And sterling, I think, is firmer. Yes, it's at 1.7165. And on that note, all the best to all of you.